This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A long-awaited study ordered by the state legislature has come up with the price tag for educating the average Michigan public school student. The comprehensive analysis done by a Denver firm finds that state school funding is unequal and seems to be getting more unequal. Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick is here with us now. Sarah, you plowed through this report. What was the goal of the study?
So the goal of the report, the basic goal was to do a sort of what's, I guess, known as a costing out study, which is to basically figure out very simply, how much does it cost to educate a public school student in Michigan up to our current academic standards to make them proficient in terms of what we would now consider proficient by these state standards as measured by standardized tests. So that is, and it turns out to be a lot more complicated than you might think, but that is the basic question it set out to answer.
And what does it cost? What is that price tag, the average base cost?
Well, the price tag that this study came up with is $8,667 per year. That is what the authors of this report recommend that be provided as a baseline level of funding for each public school student in Michigan.
And as we know, just kind of from all the reports coming out about budgeting, some districts in Michigan are spending more and some are spending less. And you say the report finds there's room for concern about funding equity.
Yeah, so the sort of a sub-goal of this report was to take a look at the equity, overall equity of the Michigan school financing system. And it did find that there's some room for concern there. There is, in terms of the amount of money per pupil that each school district gets from the state, most school districts get somewhat lower than that roughly $8,600 figure that the report notes. They get between about $7,300 to $8,000. Now, some districts do get more, some significantly more, but most school districts get within that $7,300 to $8,000 range. But in terms of looking at the overall equity of the system, it said that overall Michigan school financing system is moderately inequitable, which suggests that it does an okay but not particularly great job of giving money to students with equal needs across different districts. What it doesn't do a great job of is providing greater resources to districts that have greater needs. And the report really does sort of hone in on that in terms of that it finds that students with greater needs are more challenging to educate and require more resources.
So we're talking low-income students or English language learners?
Yeah, the report specifically actually throws out sort of figures in terms of how much more they think it would cost to educate in terms of what it calls at-risk students, which you could think of as economically disadvantaged, and there are probably different ways of determining what that would exactly amount to. The report says that those students should probably get roughly 30% more funding, and then in terms of English language learners, about 40% more.
But as I heard you tell me this morning on Michigan Radio, there's this negative relationship that exists for districts with higher need students. Talk about that.
Yes. Yeah, so apparently when you look at across districts there, when you see the districts with higher needs, they are not necessarily getting more resources, whether that's from the state in terms of the per pupil allotment or from local sources. Now, higher need districts do tend to get more federal resources, but when you look at the overall amounts of money that they're getting, there actually is apparently a slight negative relationship between greater need students that cost more money to educate, frankly, and the students who perform better.
Now, this report could be something really important, couldn't it, in framing what lies ahead for public education in Michigan? Or somebody could put it on a shelf and pretty much forget about it. And we know the legislature commissioned the study, but nothing in this is binding, is it?
No, it's not. And you're already starting to see sort of different reactions to it that break down along political lines. On the one hand, you see the education teachers unions and Democrats in the state legislature, more progressive groups, saying, we're not spending, you know, the price, this tells us a price tag of what we need, the minimum amount of money we need to be spending on students, and we're not meeting that, and we're clearly not even anywhere close to meeting it in terms of providing the resources that are needed for special needs students. On the other hand, one of the goals of the report was to sort of come up with this list of what it called exemplary districts that are relatively high performing, but do so sort of on the lower cost end of the spectrum. And representatives from the Mackinac Center, for example, and some Republicans in the state legislature are saying, well, there are a certain subgroup of districts that seem to indicate that we can get higher performance standards, you know, while spending relatively less money. So that should sort of be the model we're looking at. And we're actually pretty close to where we should be. So you can already see things sort of breaking down along political lines in terms of the reaction to the findings here.
Michigan Radio's Sarah Swick. Sarah, thanks for filling us in. Great talking with you.
Sure. Thank you.